Payback by Kimberly Chambers. Narrated by Annie Aldington. Prologue. Whistling zippity-doo-dah, Trevor Thomas felt as happy as a pig in shit as he walked the mile-long journey from the pub to his mother's house. As a lad, Trevor had never truly appreciated the sights, smells, atmosphere or community spirit of the East End of London. But after years of living in Yorkshire, he sure did now. Had it not been for his good fortune on the football pools, Trevor would probably still be stuck in a loveless marriage in Leeds. £24,000 was a hell of a lot of money, and there was no way that miserable, greedy, nasty bitch he'd got saddled with was going to get her mucky paws on his windfall. Leaving his four kids behind was a small price to pay if it meant him keeping all the money to himself. Only his mum knew about it. She'd hidden it under her floorboards to keep it away from prying eyes. What Trevor didn't realise as he stopped to chat to an old pal before continuing his journey was that his run of good luck was about to come to a very abrupt and gory end. Vinnie and Michael Butler were sitting in a white Ford Transit van. Michael was in the back, Vinnie in the passenger seat, as though he were waiting for the driver of the vehicle to return. Both were wearing dark hooded tracksuits to hide their identities, and seeing as they only ever wore the finest designer suits and drove top-of-the-range cars, Vinnie doubted even their own mother would recognise them.
"This could be him now, bruv."
"No.
Hold your horses, it isn't."
"I hope he fucking hurries up, Vin, because our alibi'll be blown sky high."